This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And as always, our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And if you want to hear our archives, you can always do that at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And first-timer in the studio today from Patriot Plumbing, Greg Edwards. He's the owner and operator. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
You guys getting busy here in the Flathead Valley, I guess, huh?
Oh, the Flathead Valley is, this, as you know, it's blowing up and it is so busy.
It's going to stay busy from what we're hearing. Let's hear about you a little bit, though. Before we get into talking about Patriot Plumbing, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Fairly new to the area. I've been here for a couple of years now. Started this business over in Central Oregon, actually, and we really loved it over there, but we kind of wanted to move a little bit closer to our family, and so we moved over here and got a house out in Columbia Falls and started the business after we got all the proper licensing. And it's a little bit different license-wise. Oregon has a contractor's license. You have to get to run a business. In Montana, you have to get a master plumber license. So we went through all that training and got that, and here we are.
So you're well on your way.
Well on the way.
So you brought the kids over. How are they liking Montana?
Oh, they love it. So last weekend, our daughter, she's just about three. She had her first birthday party with friends, and she loved it. They just went out there and played on the bouncy house for a couple hours and just went hog wild. It was pretty fun.
So Oregon is a little different than Montana these days, isn't it?
It is. It's changed a lot.
Well, I want to thank you for your service first and foremost, too. So this is a veteran-owned business.
Yes.
Can you tell us about your military service a little bit?
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps. Joined 2007 and served as an amphibious operator, crew chief. But those vehicles are pretty old and outdated, so I kind of transferred over to the infantry side. Deployed to Afghanistan as a squad machine gunner in 2009 to June 2010, and made it home safe.
You're here. You're here to talk about it.
Yep, absolutely.
And we're also here to talk about your new business, new to Montana anyway.
Yes.
How long have you been in Montana, and how's it going so far?
Just been here a couple of years so far, and it's been awesome. The people are great. The community's great. The work is just plentiful, you could say.
And I should have asked this right at the beginning. What do you like to do when you're not being a plumber, when you're not working? What do you guys do to pass the time?
We spend a lot of time outside with the family. We have a 10-month-old son and just about a 3-year-old daughter, and they just love to play outside. We have a fenced backyard, so we have a little pool for them, and they just go outside and just play and have a great old time and just play with the dogs, horses, and chickens. Our daughter loves the chickens.
Good. You came here for all the right reasons. Everything that the Flathead has to offer, it seems like every time I ask that question, it's always the same. The great outdoors, you know, yeah. Fun like that, living in the country, that kind of good
absolutely.
Stuff. But Greg, let's talk about the business a little bit. Patriot Plumbing. I'm going to read something right off your website, if you don't mind.
Yep.
Your commercial and residential plumbing needs can be met. Patriot Plumbing, veteran-owned and operated, providing quality guaranteed plumbing services to all customers. And when I say that, we're talking about residential, commercial, new builds. You do it all.
Do it all. We focus a lot on service. That's huge. The service industry is always going to be there. There's always demand. But we do definitely provide, you know, new construction services as well. We've got a couple of jobs we're about to start, actually.
Mm-hmm. So I also noticed that you have 24-hour emergency service.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you leave your phone on 24/7 then?
Yeah, I think everybody else does too nowadays.
I don't think so.
Well, I do.
But they should, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to ask, what is the most interesting emergency service call you've ever had?
Well, they're not really.
Oh, you could say weirdest too. I don't know.
Weirdest. Well, I don't know. They're all pretty unique. Usually it's some type of water break or something in somebody's house or something pretty major like that where you can't just leave it until tomorrow.
Yeah.
So those type of jobs I definitely don't mind waking up for and, you know, taking care of them for the night, whether it's fixing the problem or, you know, temporarily fixing it until the next day.
Now, you've been here a couple of years. Have you ever had to go on one of those night rides where it's a blizzard going on outside?
No, luckily.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you know that's going to happen up here in the good old state of Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about some of these individual plumbing options, because you guys can custom do just about anything, it sounds like.
This year is actually my 15th year in the trade, and I started off as just a laborer and kind of started by accident. I was just needing a job, and a gal I knew at the time, she's like, well, hey, my dad's a superintendent for a builder. What do you want to do, electrical or plumbing? I was like, neither, to be honest. And they end up calling a plumber locally and say, hey, you got a spot for a new guy. And he happened to be working with my high school friends at the time. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's a good guy, blah, blah, blah. And so I started there the next day. And it's just pretty nice to learn something new.
Yeah.
And I just never been in this trade before until then, and it just, the limits are just way out there. You can just do whatever you want with the plumbing trade. And I mostly did new construction back then and some remodels, and probably the first 10-12 years of my time in the trade, I did new construction.
Wow.
Multifamily housing type stuff. And
well, it sounds like you really like what you do.
Yeah, I do. It's a great career.
That's very important, right?
Any of these trades nowadays are just so important to get into and just be there for the future communities.
Well, we're listening to the voice of Greg Edwards. He's the owner of Patriot Plumbing in Columbia Falls. We're going to get more info from you, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with more Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, right here on KJJR.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
We are back. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. Ross Trouser here and Greg Edwards, owner of Patriot Plumbing in Columbia Falls. Brand new business at the Flathead here in the last couple of years. Well, we're starting to learn a lot about Patriot Plumbing. You are a veteran. You talked about your service. Again, thank you for that. A business started 2 years ago, at least here in Montana, but you go back a few years in Oregon.
Yeah.
Just to cover what we've been talking about. Customer satisfaction sounds like a big thing to you.
It is. It's huge. I mean, you have to have your customer satisfied with the work, or else you're not going to get called back again. And they're not going to tell a friend, and they're not going to tell a friend. Businesses need to grow, and you have to have that good rapport with your customers in order to grow.
Professionals. Now, you got a guy working for you. This guy's coming up through the ranks. You guys are doing a lot of work, and he's going to be done with it. What'd you say?
The apprenticeship.
The apprenticeship pretty yep. soon. So that's going to be a big deal for you.
Yep. Have another guy that's a licensed plumber on board is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. I can kind of get him trained up to where he needs to be and have an apprentice with him.
Let's talk about your average day. I mean, you guys must put in a few hours, especially new construction projects popping up here and there in Montana.
Yeah, running a business isn't just a 9-to-5. You're pretty much doing it from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed. It's, you know, you go out and do the work. It's a small company. You know, you're doing the work, you're doing the book work. My wife does help me with the book work and some of the office stuff, so that's kind of nice and helpful. But other than that, it's a lot of work.
So when you go into a project, you get a contract for, say, a new business, new building. Do you get permits for that? Do you have to be the man, or is this a customer that does that?
Usually as the plumbing contractor, when you have a master plumber license in Montana, you are responsible for pulling your own permits mm-hmm. with whatever jurisdiction you're in.
Satisfactory service. We talked about service because it's such a big thing, but you're serving the Flathead. Tell us about your area of service. I mean, mentioned a little bit about it in the first half, but can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I pretty much cover all the Flathead Valley and some outside of the Flathead Valley too. I mean, I have some jobs up in Eureka and all the way down to Ronan actually. So we cover a pretty good area.
Yeah.
I've even done some jobs out in Condon lately too. So all over the place, really.
Where do you see yourself starting now and then 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I would like to definitely have at least two crews up and running. I just want to be able to make sure we cover the amount of people that need service around here. And that's what I've heard a lot is like, oh man, thank you for calling us back. Thank you for showing up when you said you're going to. And, you know, to me, it seems kind of silly, but it's a big thing nowadays. If you do what you say you're going to do and follow through and actually do the job at a high level, then you're going to get called back.
Just how many people are on a crew, by the way?
Usually just two. Like two in a new construction setting, anything like that, you have a couple guys usually, depending on the size of the project.
What do you look for in a good employee?
Just their drive. They need to have some drive, self-motivation, just the discipline to, you know, follow what the company is trying to do. And if they can do all that type of stuff, they end up being really good people.
Let's talk about the scope of work. We mentioned this a little bit in the first half of the show. For different people, plumbing means different things, but you cover pretty much everything, right?
Yes. We do a lot of service work, a lot of restaurant, commercial buildings around the area, even down to like residential houses. Like people need a faucet changed out, or they want a new toilet, or their garbage disposal went out. Anything like that we cover. Water heaters is pretty huge. We've been doing a lot of those lately, whatever the reason is. I don't know. It's old water heaters. We even do a little bit of boiler work. I get a boiler license as well, just a low-pressure boiler. So any kind of like steam boiler, water boiler, anything like that we can cover.
Well, we just want to thank you for being here and letting us know about your business. Is there anything you want the public to know about you they may not know? Anything that we missed in this segment?
No, I think you pretty much covered it all, really.
All right. Well, how do we get a hold of you? That's the final thing.
You can give us a call, 406-527-6007. You can Google us, or we have a Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook. Oh, and you do have a website as well.
And a website, patriotplumbingmt.com, actually.
That's an easy one, patriotplumbingmt.com.
Yep.
Again, our guest today, Greg Edwards. He's the owner of Patriot Plumbing, Columbia Falls. We want to thank you for being here, giving us all the information. You got to come back again.
Yeah, anytime.
As long as you guys are expanding, just let us know all about it.
Next time should be better.
It's Focus on the Flathead, and you guys join us again anytime for the archives. And Greg, you'll be on the archives next week. So,
right.
Three Rivers Bank in Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry are our sponsors. This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Have a great weekend.